News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today is World Flatmates Day. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of shared living. Joining us to discuss this is Irish Independent columnist Saoirse Hanley. Saoirse, I think like me, you've had your fair share of flatmates over the years.
Yes, I have an array of strangers and friends and people that were strangers and became friends and friends that became strangers.
And strangers that stayed as strangers, if my experience is anything to go by as well.
Definitely. Plenty of those too. Yeah. For good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. It is funny when you bump into someone that you shared a flat with, well, in my case, 30-something years ago, and it is kind of odd. What are the do's? Is it easier to live with strangers than with friends?
Sometimes it's funny, there's kind of different schools of thought on this, because some people think yes, because you have less investment in them in that way. Like, you don't have a relationship initially outside of the house, and that can be easier, I think, if you're navigating things that come up. Like, anytime I've lived with friends, and particularly really close friends, I have found it really hard to like raise any issues, because I just don't want to annoy a friend or upset a friend or kind of make things weird between us, whereas there's less at stake if it's a stranger. So I think it can be a little bit easier, but then at the same time there's so much fun to be had in living with your friends that it kind of offsets any of that on the other side. So yeah. I think it depends on what you're looking for, really, from your living situation.
So what makes a good flatmate?
What makes a good flatmate? I think somebody who, first of all, can communicate, and that rules me out because, as I just said, I find it quite difficult to do, but someone who can communicate clearly. I think somebody who's just respectful of the space. I think everybody who's ever shared a home with anybody, you know, can attest to the fact that there are plenty of people out there who seem to act like they have never had to clean a kitchen or, you know, wash a pot properly. There's people who kind of throw a bit of water in it, leave it be, and say that's it. And I think if you're not respectful of certainly the common areas, that's definitely a housemate red flag for me. I also think somebody that you can have a bit of crack with. There's a journalist in the UK who wrote a piece about this. I had spoken to her a few weeks ago, and she wrote a book about how to stay sane in house share. Her name is Alice Wilkinson. And one of the big things that she talks about is just that you need, if you're going to be a good housemate, you have to accept that you're a housemate. You can't be thinking this is a stepping stone to buying a house later or moving in with a partner or whatever it is. You have to treat your home like it's your home. And I think any good housemate will do that. And another big thing is, if you're having guests over, you have to be normal about it. Be nice about it. Be communicative about it. And don't just think that your house is this hotel that you can have strangers come into all the time if your other housemates don't want that.
Okay. How do you get that balance right between respecting privacy and, you know, somebody putting a lock on their bedroom door or something like that? Is that a difficult balance to achieve?
Yeah, I think it is, because particularly when, if you are living with strangers, like, you'd hope you can go into the situation trusting, right? Like, I remember moving into a house once that had five other people that I didn't know living in it. And I remember, like, I'm thinking back now and I'm fairly sure my room wasn't locked ever. But in hindsight, I think that was just blind trusting. I was like, well, these people I live with, their rooms are right there. I'm sure mine is fine. But I think if you were in a situation where you felt like you had to lock your room, I don't think you'd have to make apologies for that in that way, because people, especially if they're strangers you're living with, they don't want you rooting through their stuff either. So I think there's kind of a balance to be found between what you all want out of this. I can't imagine, you know, living with a group of people who've become really friendly, and if you know, if they were suddenly close friends of mine and I was like, well, I'm gonna start locking my room, yeah, I think that would be a little bit strange.
A great message you're sending out to your pals. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, happy flatmates, World Flatmates Day. Thanks indeed for talking to us, Saoirse Hanley, Irish Independent columnist. It's a tricky one, Ciara, getting that balance.
It's a tricky one living with anyone. Other people are tricky.
Yeah,
obviously we're not tricky, they're tricky.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.